covered in
succotash. About time.
Can I do anything right?
No, we can't have any nights either.
Here we are, the Electric Guy, coming to you after walking through the desert with a horse with no name, sitting in a white room with black curtains.
I keep calling him Wilbur.
Well, tonight is some of a special podcast because we have, for the first time, as of this recording, a special guest co-host.
A guest! Yes.
But for now, I am one of the co-hosts. Reverend Jim Esquire, and to my right is our guest, co-host.
Hello.
Introduce yourself, guest co-host.
What
should
you make
your name? I don't know. Think of something.
His name is John.
Smith. He runs a church.
Across your face.
John Smith, balls across your face. He runs a church.
Church, a really fucked up church.
Church of pain. Anyway. So, and I am Big Candy, since my co-host was so rude not to interrupt, you know, introduce me. Shut up. So anyway, what was our topic tonight?
Cartoons. I wouldn't say through the ages, but I'd say from at least, what, the late 70s?
When
they were still somewhat, I wouldn't say cool.
Which ones are you talking about, though?
Gotta, you know, be specific here.
Ones that we pretty much grew up with. Okay. I mean,
well, everybody watched those. So what do you?
I'm not talking about like, yeah, the G.I. Joe was great. I mean, a lot of people put like He-Man on a high horse, but now when you look
everywhere. I put He-Man on a high horse. I put him on the sofa. I put him in a cardboard box.
He masturbates to He-Man. I mean,
that's because He-Man had. I mean, you had a lot of great. It was great drawn and everything else, but a lot of it was stock. True. And when you look back at it, it's like, my God, why did it have so many gay overtones?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you seen you've seen the video on YouTube where he does the dance? What's they call it? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, but he does the, so I wake in the morning and I come out. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one's fantastic. And that pretty much, Let you know He-Man is bat playing for the other team.
Blaspheming bastard.
That's true. So, we all grew up with He-Man, Transformers, all the, you know, normal stuff. What's the most unnormal thing you grew up watching? Like, what did you watch? What was your favorite, like, 80s cartoons that, like, more or less weren't on the grid?
I don't know. I watched pretty much everything that was out there that I got my hands on when I was a kid. From whatever the start of the cartoon time was on Saturday. This is when Saturday mornings between 8 and 12. Which doesn't exist.
You just get this kiddie porn that's on there now. Like, it's like fucking it's a bunch of singing assholes. Like, what's that one now? Camp Rock and all that shit.
You don't even have that.
High School Musical bullshit. You get stuff like more like that now. You don't even get like. You get, like, you know, the scantily clad teenagers trying to appeal to a kid's, like, a morning kid's
show.
About
the only channel that has any type of cartoons right now is CW, CW, which has Batman, the new Batman animated series, Yu-Gi-Oh's GX, which is...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Boomerang is still the best channel.
Yeah.
Well, Boomerang, because Boomerang shows real cartoons. The shit that they've showed since about 93, I would venture to say, save for Batman the Animated Series.
And Superman.
Because those are done well. I mean, that's Tim Sale. You gotta love Tim Sale. So, but no, like, all that stuff, is bullshit. Like, the animation went downhill. Like, why don't they animate anything like they did G.I. Joe?
What about, have you seen Disney's Recess?
Yeah, Disney's Recess was okay. Yeah. It had actually good storylines. It was kind of fun. Like, it was almost like watching, like, a movie like Sandlot. You always had kids and a kid problem, and they had tried to overcome the kid problem. So, you know, it was always kind of cool.
But
that wasn't a bad show.
You had great shows that, you know, like G.I. Joe, you had a lot of the stock, even cartoons in the 80s had stock stuff in it. You always had to have that one whiny, I wouldn't say whiny, but they had that, like, Cobra Commander had that same voice. They all had that, even though they probably hired the same voice actor.
I mean, cartoons can jump the shark all day, it doesn't matter, because they're appealing to the same audience. You know, it's kids. They're not going to really care. Yeah. You know, they're going to notice. They're going to be like, you know, this episode was just like the last one. Eh, whatever.
Yeah, not to mention, a show like that could have ran for 2-3 years. And you got to figure, shows like Transformers, Thundercats, G.I. Joe ran every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
And a series like that.
Which, you like, Snarf or Snarfer? Which one was better, Snarf or Snarfer?
I'm going to have to say Snarf.
Who'd win in a fight? Snarf or a Robo Burble Bear?
I'd say a Robo Bear. You could probably. There's a possibly.
A what?
A Robo Bear. Why this?
Rubber Banky Bunky Bumpers. So. The most offbeat one that I remember liking during the '80s was it was Jason the Wheel Warriors. They did a write up in Toy Fair about it this month, which was fantastic for fans of that show. Do you remember this show at all?
No, I remember. I think the most offbeat that I remember was Inhumanoids.
Oh yeah. But Jason the Wheel Warriors, it was actually a really good story. The kid, him and his father had created, like, some kind of magical root that was supposed to solve all world hunger, and then, like, the root, or one of the roots became evil, and it became the evil Saw Boss, and, like, these plants would turn into trucks, and then they had trucks, and then the trucks fought, and when you're a kid, that's pretty fucking cool. Fighting plant trucks with brains.
I remember watching that.
I'm trying to envision that, a plant turning into a truck.
You'd have to see it to believe it.
I remember seeing, like, later, like, in the 90s, just watching afternoon TV and seeing the 80s version of, like, Iron Man and the Hulk, and I'm like, and seeing the copyright, like, 1985, I'm like, when was this shit on? You know? It's like, I never saw this as a kid, and I watched every fucking
cartoon.
Probably
not many people saw it. And they all had the same sounding weapons. It was like, whoop-oo.
I'm just saying, it's like some areas you probably got, like, different cartoons.
Yeah.
And I just remember watching the standard stuff and watching it. Now, people, I'm talking to the younger generation that primarily grew up in the 90s.
John.
Back when I was growing up, we had three basic channels. NBC, CBS... Wait, NBC, CBS, and ABC, all of which had cartoons.
I had my Atari.
But you got to figure, you could switch that, through these three channels on the 4 hours that cartoons were on very easily.
Mm.
And you had a lot of kids that, you know, was watching not only Scooby-Doo, Super Friends, and, God forbid, Pound Puppies all at the same time.
Oh, I watched Pound Puppies.
Pound Puppies. I mean, come on.
Seriously. Yeah, I watched it. So, no.
You probably watched Rainbow Bright, too.
You watched Pound Puppies?
I watched it, too.
Yeah. I used to like Garfield, like, and the one about the Junkyard Cats? It was, like, on the other half of Garfield.
Yeah, it was something
or no, Heathcliff. That was Heathcliff. Yeah. The Garfield ripoff.
Yeah,
that's right. And then they had the Junkyard Cats, and then there was, like, all the afternoon ones. The afternoon ones, actually, in the early 90s, weren't that bad. Remember Darkwing Duck?
Yeah. Darkwing Duck there was
DuckTales.
The
there was DuckTales, Darkwing Duck.
And what was
the Tailspin.
What was the one with the two, it was the two cats, and they flew in the airplane?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
I watched that on Boomerang just like.
Yeah, I know. That's actually a really good one. That wasn't too bad.
Two cats in an airplane. I don't remember. I probably watched it.
And if anybody remembers what was it called? Cops?
Yeah, I remember watching that too.
COPS, yes, or whatever. Yeah. It was about those cops fighting crime in a future time. Probably the best 90s cartoon that ever came out.
This is going to drive me nuts now about the.
Was it Mad Cats?
Mad Cats.
Was it Mad Cats? Okay, it was Mad Cats. And it was
Mad Cats were
the
shit.
They were mechanics during the day, and then, like, at nighttime, they would, like, get on these outfits, and they'd, like, fly around in, like, this plane-solving, like...
And the evil people were, like, robot cats.
Robot
cats,
yeah.
Like, one of them was. He was, like, all titanium and shit.
Yeah. Pretty fantastic stuff.
I'm not knocking you guys. I just don't remember seeing that.
Yeah. Tailspin. Well, you said Tailspin.
That's when you had, like, Dark... Tailspin was probably one of the first ones out there, along with Rescue Rangers.
But I tell you what, you remember all the theme songs, though, don't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I got a whole ton loaded sitting downstairs, thanks to one of our listeners. So,
hey, what was the most addictive theme song?
It all depends on what show that I was really into at the time. It could have been...
I guarantee I can name one that you're going to, like, say right off the bat. You're going to go, that's it.
What?
Gummy Bears.
Oh,
Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears. Bears bouncing here and there everywhere. High adventure that's beyond.
Stop.
They are the gummy.
Yeah.
Bears.
Well, what about Animaniacs? That was like the 90s.
Animaniacs.
Freakazoid.
Freakazoid, yes.
Remember Freakazoid?
Oh, yeah. Did you notice, like, all these cartoons that they had, like, in the early 90s, like Freakazoid and all that stuff, they're just now coming out, like, in DVD packs and everything?
Yeah, and did
for even the younger kids to watch now?
Exactly, and I think that's fantastic. And did you notice that, like, a lot of the good ones during the late 90s and mid to late 90s were all Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
Yeah, King of the Brain,
yep.
Animaniacs.
See, those weren't bad. I guess I retract my statement from earlier. There was crap from 93. But, I mean, I'm talking about Saturday morning. There was nothing good. And, like, I really hated that stuff on Nickelodeon, like Rugrats. That stuff drove me nuts. The animation was horrible. And there was a lot of stuff out there that looked like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking Ren and Stimpy because that was kind of... That's still beyond its time. If you ask me, like, people are still not ready for Ren and Stimpy.
And back in the early 90s, you started to have the style of, like, the Japanese anime style, the heavy, thick lines. Like,
right.
I'm not talking... Invader Zim was, you know, a good show, but...
Invader Zim was amazing.
I'm just saying it's that type of... got to have the thick black lines,
right,
the
right.
whole... anime style.
And then didn't they do
it's
like...
why I didn't, I, even though it's a good cartoon, the new Batman series, it's got good storylines, got good everything, but the animation for me, it's not pulling at all.
It's still nothing like the original.
No.
Original, Batman the Animated Series,
it was
when I first watched that when I was younger, it blew me away.
Yeah.
It was like, I couldn't believe that they were showing it on TV. I was like, this should be like an animated feature-length film.
Not to mention, one of the things that popped up in primetime, animation-wise. I'm not talking Simpsons.
Right.
X-Men,
yeah.
Yeah, that popped up a couple times during primetime.
Right.
Before kind of fizzled out. And
yeah.
What'd you think of the Spider-Man shows?
It touches on bad. It's like, it was part of that whole, well, now I guess they call it Jetix. But what was it called when it was on the WB? It was something else.
I don't know.
It was something like that. It had a name for the whole pile. And you got, like, there was Fantastic Four. There was Spider-Man. There was the Hulk, in which they were all equally terrible. And then there was one about... what was the other one that came on about aliens? Do you remember that? Like an alien force or something like that? And
I remember what you're talking about, but I can't.
There was a group that fought the aliens, and it was...
it was like one of those, you know...
Ooh, another great one from the 80s, speaking of which, aliens. Dinosaucers.
I think I remember
that's another addictive song. Dinosaurs!
Not to mention you had, I don't know if you remember this. I think it was like Dinko the Last Dinosaur.
Oh.
It was like, he was the last dinosaur in the minor. He was in the modern setting. He had a
green mohawk.
Yeah.
That's all.
He was in a punk band or something like
that.
That's
all I liked. He had a green mohawk. Yeah, I remember it was Dink the last time I saw him.
Yeah, something like that.
He's your friend and a whole lot
more. Or something like that.
Ew. Anyway. But I remember the Littles.
Yeah.
That's another addictive theme song.
That's... Now that's like a prior to Seven show.
Yeah.
What I mean is, back in the early 80s, anything that came on before Saturday morning cartoons was like a prior Seven, because at 7 a.m. you had like Scooby-Doo, The Littles, and everything else that started up, but you always had something prior to 7,
right,
which would have been like Archie cartoon, or depending on where you lived, Davy and Goliath, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I had that. But yeah, Saturday mornings just aren't the way they
should
be.
Now Littles are a prior to 7 cartoon.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, but like the Saturday mornings are just kind of sucky now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you got like just these shows, like I said, they're just basically kiddie porn. It's like, you know, you got like these 14, 15-year-old girls on there, and they're dressed like sluts, and they're having high school problems, and like, what little kid wants to wake up on Saturday morning and watch that shit? You know, it's like they want to wake up and like you know the bowl of cereal plop down in front of the TV, and you want to watch the goddamn, like, was it the back to back like fucking NBC fucking Fun Hour till 12 fucking o'clock, and then wrestling comes on. Yes. And then you watch bad Godzilla movies all afternoon. No, yeah, not anymore.
That's why I wake up at 12.
Well, that's true too.
Because where I used to live, it was like from 7 to noon was all cartoons, and from maybe noon on, depending on the channel, was Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Or a bad sci-fi flick, or Godzilla movies.
Or the Hardy Boys mysteries.
I didn't get those.
That's what we got.
I watched Looney Tunes religiously.
Oh, yeah.
Every Saturday morning. And then, you know, it would go to, like, Freakazoid, or Pinky and the Brain, or Animaniacs, something like that. But Looney Tunes was always right there. And Scooby-Doo.
Anyway, but no. Scooby-Doo, that was an afternoon show for me. That was prior to, what was that show? Funhouse.
Yeah.
Anybody remember Funhouse? The one where the kids ran through the fucking maze and won fucking prizes, and it was a lot like all the other kids' game shows. Kids' game shows were fun.
Back in the 90s,
those were fun too.
You had a bunch of...
Where the hell is Carmen Sandiego?
You had all these...
Where the shit is Carmen Sandiego?
For about 3 years, I didn't have cable.
Right.
So, that's right, folks. I had the alphabet channels, which is you have 5 standard channels,
ABC.
And maybe a fifth.
ABC.
I'd have ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS, and maybe PBS.
Ooh, PBS. You know what was on PBS?
Peanut Butter Sandwich.
No, Paddington Bear. You could watch Paddington Bear.
But I missed all the.
I mean,
the stupid.
You
ass,
watched Paddington Bear, didn't you?
I would say,
yeah, I did.
The stupid ass Nick Gaines shows that like a dime a dozen. They
actually, you know what was on PBS? To get off subject, was Shining Time Station. Who was on Shining Time Station?
George Carlin.
George fucking Carlin. Hell, that's right. How the hell did he get that gig? Can you imagine that in the casting on that? Let's see. We need somebody for a kid's show to play the conductor at a train. George Carlin! You know, the guy that has 7 dirty fucking words. Yeah, let's get that.
Let's do it on PBS.
Let's do it on PBS. Sure. And then it was Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a step down. Hey, said, it's Ringo Starr.
You had all these stupid...
From the Beatles.
I mean,
from the Beatles.
You had...
Hey, guys, I got a new song. Shut up.
They had this one, like, a find-it. It was like an I Spy type deal. It was, like, all done on the same freaking soundstage with the same, like, we want to save money by not tearing down the 16-room setup that we have in the back. Let's make it this new setup with the... Call it Legends of the...
Legends Ina, of the Hidden Temple.
Nobody's watching. Tear it down. Let's call it Guts.
And what was the one that was... I can't remember what channel it was on, where the kids played the video games, and then again, they were in the video game?
Nickelodeon. Arcade.
Was it Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Okay. And then later, all those shows became educational shows. You remember that? After a while, it was you're in the head of the class. Remember, that was one, head of the class.
That was like
Saturday morning cartoons are not supposed to be educational.
Well, no, these were afternoon shows. These were prior to dinner.
Well, weekend cartoons
are
not educational.
No, these were weekday.
Weekday.
See, you don't remember these. Like, you were born in...
Well, 89.
Well, you might have remembered some of them.
My philosophy is cartoons should not be fucking educational.
No, they should. No. Like Dora the fucking Explorer. Fuck that shit. That's just annoying. Dora. Fuck Dora. I have to deal with that shit all day. Dora the Explorer. I need the Dora the Explorer thermos water bottle and keychain, as well as the flashlight, the eating table, and the scooter. Because it's like, educational.
And then cartoons got to be educational. Even probably if you turned on like Yu-Gi-Oh, the new Pokemon stuff, it's got to be educational. Like, it's a fictional cartoon.
About the closest to education I want to get, I want to watch Scooby-Doo. Don't go in the fucking scary house. Don't talk to the dumb redheaded bitch. She don't know anything.
Stupid edge. You know how they sing all talking those songs. Talking
dogs and fucking pizzas.
They anyway. Sing all those songs on the stupid educational shows to help you learn and shit. In town today, there was some little kid singing the backpack song.
Backpack
from
song?
From Dora the Explorer.
I don't know this.
I wanted to... I don't...
What is the backpack song?
Don't worry about it.
I think John's been watching Dora the Explorer.
Dun, dun, dun! Yeah, I don't know no backpack song. Maybe some young parents out there could tell us. I have no idea what it is. But I don't want to know. Because that shit's
horrible.
I guarantee it probably
when
is.
I'm sitting there when I was working electronics, it's like drilled into your brain because it's blaring on those TVs and electronics all fucking day. God. And every time I turn the volume all the way down, the manager would come back. Back up.
We need to hear the backpack song.
The funniest sight I've seen was going to a punk concert in town and they're flipping through the channels on the TV and they stop by. The bartender goes past Nicktoons and Fairy Odd Parents goes by and all of a sudden the band behind me and the manager, the band looks stereotypical punk, you know, mohawk, and the whole nine yards. And they all start chanting. The whole barroom starts chanting Fairy Odd Parents.
Wow.
What a fucked up world we live in.
It's true. But if you go even a step further back, I was sharing these with you the other day. Some of the best shows that were ever on TV. HR Puff and Stuff.
Sigmund my God.
The Sea Monster.
I used to watch that. I remember like...
Electra Woman and Dinah Girl. I gotta say, Dinah Girl's hot.
Yeah. I remember in like...
She was smoking.
Like in 98, I was watching Nickelodeon. They had an H&R Puff and Stuff marathon. And I was like, wow, I remember seeing this show as a kid.
Oh, I know.
Like, what the hell?
Seriously, like, all those shows, I mean, they were so corny, freaking cheesy, but at the same time, like, entertaining and kiddie. Like, I would watch that crap, you know?
The thing now is, like, they gotta be educational.
Gotta be educational. I don't even know what's on. Like, I know that when I stopped watching cartoons, like, for the most part, there was Ed, and Eddie.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, Johnny Bravo was still funny. And the Powerpuff Girls were kind of edgy, but, you know, all the while...
I stopped watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Dexter's Laboratory. Dexter's was funny. And, was it Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad, but it was just they were kind of like edgy and like they never came on consistently. Yeah. You know, I need my Thundercats. Mm-hmm.
They're coming out with a CG thing of that.
Oh yeah, they gotta rape that culture too.
Well, but
they rape comic books. Let's go ahead and start tapping into the goddamn 80s cartoons.
But the upside is guess who's doing the voice of Lionel? The original voice of Lionel.
Oh, well.
So at least you get that.
I guess that's cool. But, I mean, at the same time, it's like, why is it got to be CG? Why can't they do live action?
The only cartoons I watch nowadays
simple.
Are
Money.
Guy.
Money.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, yeah.
The only cartoons I watch nowadays, regularly, every day, is Family Guy and American Dad.
Yeah.
And South Park.
Those are some of the best cartoons, actually.
South Park is one of the edgiest cartoons out there right now.
Love South Park.
What was the adult cartoon? Was it the Black Panther was going to be themed as an adult cartoon?
I heard something about
it's coming out. It's going to be only on BET.
Yeah. That's kind of
funny. Yeah, you know what actually looks really good? Is the same people that did the, what was it? The Superman movie and like all that stuff that was out earlier this year. They're doing a Wonder Woman movie.
That's, from what I heard, that's an animated film.
Yeah, Wonder it's Woman. Animated, yeah.
And the person that's voicing Wonder Woman...
It's Lucy Lawless, isn't
no,
it?
No! The chick from Bones, who plays Bones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's good. And on the message boards...
I'm a big Bones fan.
The...
You should. You have a lot of them in your body.
They were, of course, the
Jokey the Jokester. Always with a joke.
Just the people on the message boards were always are like, we can't do this. We can't do this. You can't have her. You can't have. You got to be this one. Can't be this one. Can't be this one.
Yeah, I like Lucy you. Lawless. You know, I like Lucy
yeah,
Lawless.
Yeah, she's got the voice, but
she definitely she of anybody to play a Wonder Woman type, she yeah. would be it. Yeah. So
unless she's showing her age.
Yeah, she's not though. She's blonde now though.
She was a brunette for a little while.
Yeah, she's definitely blonde now. It's kind of weird. But anyway, so we didn't really get anywhere with this discussion except going, you remember this? You remember this? So if any listeners made it all the way through the end of the show, we're sorry.
We're sorry. We're very like, sorry. We care.
We are very informative. We have no news. No news. Ever. We're not very informative. We're not... We just sit here and talk.
Well, and if no one knew about the Thundercats, they know now. And
I guess.
The voice of the one.
Well, maybe they'll go check out some of those cool-ass cartoons that we talked about.
Yeah, check YouTube, kids.
Yeah, YouTube. Everything is on YouTube. Maybe, you know what? Everybody should start buying, like, the bootlegs at the Comic-Cons and just have your own damn Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'd hate to say, like...
Silverhawks is coming out this fall.
I'd hate to say, like, who. Well, I already have Silverhawks. I got the bootleg.
Fuck you.
But, you know, I'd hate to say like who, but on the first episode, Saturday morning cartoons. That was great. I gotta say, that was perfect. That's the one I liked, but nobody else liked that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll start having my... Well, as long as I'm not working, I'll have my own Saturday morning cartoon ritual.
You're gonna have it on any day that you want.
This is true. I'll have it on my days off. That's yeah. my own Saturdays.
Your Sunday morning cartoon.
Ah, tomorrow is Sunday morning, is it not?
Yes. Well.
Well, maybe wherever you live, or whenever we broadcast this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so that wraps up that crap. Yeah.
So, as usual, folks, leave comments, smart remarks, questions,
and sass. Yes. Lots of sass.
Send all that stuff to the EECF25428@comcast.net. With podcast in the subject line. So we know what the hell.
We don't get you confused with our other hate mail.
There's a lot of...
And not to mention, if you really like the show, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. If you download us through the web, please, where you download it, comment on us. So please do so.
Do it now.
Do it now.
All right, and that concludes our broadcast day. Thank you, Transformers!